KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, a huge deal announced this week by Netflix. Jerry Seinfeld, they basically bought Jerry Seinfeld.
And he's not cheap.
No, not at all. He has this Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee series on Crackle, which is a Sony-owned streaming platform. Netflix basically bought the library of that, bought new episodes, bought two stand-up specials. You know, basically they're totally into not just the Jerry Seinfeld business, but this is an expansion of them in comedy. And the prices they've already paid, they don't disclose what they're paying for this, but we can surmise that this is a staggering number.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we reported that Chris Rock was getting $40 million for two specials from Netflix. That's just specials. Imagine what Jerry Seinfeld is getting for two specials, plus his show, plus future episodes. I mean, we've heard numbers thrown around that it could get up to almost $100 million.
That I could easily see. Now, Jerry Seinfeld is, again, one of several. They have Chris Rock, they have Dave Chappelle, they have Amy Schumer. They're doing a lot of in comedy, and this is part of the Netflix strategy. We've talked about it before, of global domination.
Right. I mean, this used to be an area that HBO owned, where they would get the A-list comedy specials. Comedy Central would get some. Netflix has decided this is a thing that they want to be in.
And they want to be in everything,
once
though.
Once they go into a business, they go huge into that business. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding for Netflix, because when you look at their subscriber numbers, which were released on Wednesday, they had their best quarter ever for adding subscribers. They're up 7 million subscribers and now have 93.8 million subscribers. That's a huge number. And this is directly because of the huge amounts of spending they are doing to create original content.
And this is truly shaking up Hollywood, because, you know, Hollywood started out selling them old stuff that didn't seem that valuable, like old movies, old TV shows. And now that's not really the business that they're in. They are doing originals and they are competing. And it's definitely got Hollywood really rattled.
Yeah, I mean, the downside for this is obviously they are not spending money on the library movies, that kind of content. HBO is still the dominant platform for original movies. And if you talk to HBO, they highlight the fact that most people on HBO are watching movies in addition to their originals. And Netflix has been cutting back in that area. But if you look at the original series, the documentaries, the original films, and now these comedy specials, Netflix is just blowing past everyone.
Of course, the question is, how long can they spend like this?
Right. You cannot go on forever spending $6 billion a year on content, which is what they said they were going to. At some point, these subscriber numbers are going to reach a plateau. Don't know when that's going to happen, but once it does, you got to expect that these spending numbers are going to come down.
Right now, they're still pursuing that something for everyone strategy, and they're going for everyone. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.